From all of us at the AAO Studios to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, y'all.
It's the option where we give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 17, and it is officially a two-horse race here between the lovely Rita Sanchez and D. I am pulling up third place, although I did take home the win this week, so woo! That's just enough to secure me third place. Friend of the show, Rob Adams, is in fourth, and then Danny Butler is in fifth, rounding out the top five. We got a crazy, crazy schedule, being that it's Christmas and it's the end of the college football season. So you got Wednesday games, you got Thursday games, you got Saturday games, you got Sunday games, you got Monday games, you got a partridge in a motherfucking pear tree. There you go. This schedule, I think Christmas Eve is the only day they don't have, oh no, Friday, Tuesday and Friday. So this is, NFL fans, strap in, because this is the week you want. Wednesday, Christmas Day, used to be the highlight of the NBA season, now just another day for them, as the NFL has taken it from them. And two huge matchups. We're going to start with the Chiefs. We're going to start with the Chiefs. The 14-1 Kansas City Chiefs go into Pittsburgh to take on the 10-5 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why are you starting with the Chiefs?
Because they're playing first. They're playing Christmas
Day. Aren't the Ravens playing first?
They're playing 4:30.
Okay.
So get your Christmas dinner ready with the freaking Chiefs.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the Steelers in that game.
I think it's hard.
They're going to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just came off a really tough loss.
Yeah.
To Baltimore. Pittsburgh needs this game more than the Chiefs need it. It's a weird game. It's on a Wednesday. Like, I just
and
feel
they just
like
played on Saturday.
Yeah, I just feel like Pittsburgh didn't win this game.
All the more reason I'm going to take the Chiefs. I understand what you're saying, but Russell Wilson needs some answers. He needs to find some answers, and right now I don't know if he can do that. And the Chiefs' defense is formidable, right? They're definitely able to take it home. Now, Christmas dinner. You're starting to relax a little bit, maybe digest a little bit. Now you got the 10-5 Ravens going into Houston to take on the 9-6 Houston Texans.
Yeah, I think the Ravens win this game again because the Ravens have things to play for. The Texans really don't have anything to play for. They can't get the number one or two seeds, and they've already clinched the division. So I'm going with the Ravens.
And how about that injury to Tank Dell? Ugh.
Yeah, I heard he's still in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, they couldn't fly him. They couldn't. His leg was perpendicular to the ground. That was disgusting. The Ravens still have a chance to clinch the AFC North. I'm going with the Ravens as well. The Texans are wounded, and I think the Ravens got the boost that they needed. I do find it interesting, though, that the NFL, they took care of the rest of the league. They had the Saturday teams play again on Wednesday, just in a different combination.
It's all garbage. It's garbage. They shouldn't be playing on Christmas Day.
I agree.
It's a Wednesday. Just come on. Next year it'll be on a Thursday, and you can have a game on Thursday night and Thursday during the day. Don't put games on Wednesday, man. Give these guys a chance. Let these guys spend time with their families on Christmas. Come on. What are you doing?
This
garbage.
This is what the league has become. It's become a money grab. So that's what it is. Thursday, Boxing Day, you have not the best matchup in the world, but there's some playoff implications. The 8-7 Seattle Seahawks go into Chicago. They go into Soldier Field to take on the 4-11 Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I'd take the Seahawks in this one. Jackson Najigba has really emerged as the number one wide receiver there. Seattle can play in the cold, and they need this game, right, to stay. Yeah. I think it's a two-man race down. Cards are out, so it's just the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah, so.
And they're playing good. I mean, they lost to the Vikings, but it was a close game. It was a very good game. Thanks, Sam, for the three tutties. So, yeah, Seahawks.
The Bears are completely lost right now. You're down 14 points, and Caleb Williams.
Needed Allen going to work, though, man. My man.
Too little, too late.
100 yards receiving, touchdown. Jeez, my man.
Too little, too late. And then they had the stumble bum play that executed on them to perfection by future head coach Ben Johnson. They were saying he was showing off for the Hallis family. So that's nice.
I heard he picked that play up because it happened when they faced Green Bay.
Yes.
And he saw how open people were. He's like, we could do this. We could pretend we fumbled.
Yeah. Well, I read the article that they interviewed him, and Jared Goff said, coach came up to me and said, can you fumble on purpose? It's like, coach, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to try. I don't want to try. So that he had to augment his idea. But that's where Ben Johnson is, right? He's like the guru. He's kind of where you need to be mentally. I'm taking the Seahawks as well. I expect good days in the air and on the ground. The Bears are just completely friggin' lost. Caleb Williams doing the Cristiano Ronaldo celebration when you're down two scores. Just, yeah, well done. That's the Bears in a nutshell. Heads firmly and completely up their ass. Saturday. On friggin' real. We are trudging right along. The 9-6 Los Angeles Chargers go into Foxborough to take on the 3-12 New England Patriots, who put a scare into the Bills on Sunday.
I watched that whole game, and they shit the bed. I mean, they jumped out to a 14-point lead, and Josh Allen was not being himself, and they kept shooting themselves in the foot. Interceptions, fumbles, very strange game, but the Chargers need this game, so I'm going to go with the Chargers. It's going to be hard for them to beat the Patriots in Foxborough, but I think they can do it.
Well, what's the one thing Jim Harbaugh offenses like to do? Run the football. So it's going to be adverse conditions for passing. This is going to be a good game. It's going to be the Dobbins-Stevenson show. And what team is going to shit the bed less? We've seen the Patriots, when they get out, they can't close. We'll see. We've seen more positives from the Chargers than we have from the Patriots, so I am going to take the Chargers as well. Saturday afternoon, we got a three-peat this Saturday. You had the 9-6 Denver Broncos going into Cincinnati to take on the 7-8 Cincinnati Bengals, fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I had a hard time picking this game because of, again, how badly the Bengals need this. And then also how the Broncos have just been playing lately. Like, it's just they had that game. The last game they played, and they just lost it. They just botched it. It was such a strange game. So for that reason, I'm taking the Bengals.
The Broncos are going to bungle this. They're absolutely going to bungle.
So strange. Yeah. Strange team.
Well, I mean...
They played the Chargers in their last
They played
game.
The Chargers, yeah. So they played a
they
good
had
team.
They had that game. They were beating them. Mm-hmm. And then I turned it on, and it was 34-27. I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. So... Well, Bo Nix happened. Bo Nix had a terrible game. But the one thing that's different between the Chargers and the Bengals is that the Chargers play defense. The Bengals do not. So it's going to be a high-scoring affair. And if the Bengals do happen to do this, if they happen to win the shootout, I think it's a field goal at the gun.
They played defense yesterday.
They're fighting for their playoff lives. Both teams are. They have nothing. Nothing is sewn up either way. I'm going to take the Broncos. Their defense is a little bit better. And I think that, both offenses are going to have a day. It's like, who blinks last? And your Saturday night special, an NFC West showdown of a team that's out and a team that may be in. We'll see. The 7-8 Arizona Cardinals go into SoFi to take on the 9-6 Los Angeles Rams.
I guess the Rams.
So I think the Rams as well. And then that really plays it up for week 18, your showdown, Rams Seahawks. Who's taking home that division crown? Who's going to do it?
I guess that's what the NFL wants.
Cardinals have nothing to play for at this point. They're donezo. Now you got to play spoiler. Can they do it? Sure. If James Conner runs like he's been running, they can absolutely play spoiler. I don't see it, though. Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into The Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that group will be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Sunday, the Baker Bowl. Coming at you from Tampa Baker. The 4-11 Carolina Panthers go into Tampa Baker to take on the 8-7 Tampa Bay Bucks. They have to, especially after the performance last night. They got to take this because the Falcons are coming. Falcons aren't going anywhere.
That's so strange to hear that the Falcons are coming.
It's
so weird, but it's true. I mean, you're not lying. It's just, it's so weird to hear that.
But the Bucks have played their way back to the pack. Yes, before you could say it was injuries with Evans and Godwin. But last night, what was your excuse? The Cowboys just took it from you. The Cowboys, who have nothing to play for other than pride, showed up and played with pride. So kudos to the Cowboys. Oh, jeez. We gotta talk about this one. I suppose we do. The 4-11 Jets, Jets go into Orchard Park to take on 12-3 Buffalo Bills. The Bills could start Mitch Trubisky, and they would still win this game. Against a full fucking Jet, the full roster of the Jets, completely ready to go, Mitch could probably win this game. And I think over-under, I think we'll see Mitch in the fourth quarter. I think we'll definitely see a couple plays from Mitch, even if it's just to take the victory formation snap. Bills win huge. Jets get embarrassed. But what else is new? The 7-8 Indianapolis Colts go into MetLife to take on the 2-13 New York Football Giants.
Colts.
They're really going 0-4 this season at home, aren't they? They really are.
Wow.
They're going to do it. Wow. It's going to happen. They're going 0-4 this season. Crazy. And that, this coaching staff and that GM is going to keep their job. They did not win, and they will not win one goddamn game at home. Not one. I wish I could be that terrible at my job. Like, I wish I could. Colts are going to roll. It's not even funny. Like, we're going to see. Like, it's so bad, we're going to see Flacco. At some point, we're going to see Joe Flacco play. Like, don't worry, kid. I got this. Old man Joe's going to come in on his bike, and he'll be fine. Like, he'll probably play the second half because they'll be done by the freaking first quarter. So, there's that. It's embarrassing to be a Giant fan right now. Absolutely embarrassing. The 11-4 Green Bay Packers go into Minnesota to take on the 13-2 Minnesota Vikings.
I have to go with Sam I Am. Sam I Am will get it done, and he will win me my fourth fantasy football championship. Vikings.
Skol.
Is this game in? This game's in Green Bay?
This game is in Minnesota.
Oh, perfect. Sam, I am.
I got to go with Minnesota as well. It's going to be close. All three, the Lions, Vikings, and Packers are going to make the playoffs. It's going to happen. I just think that the Vikings are going to roll and narrowly escape. The 3-12 Las Vegas Raiders go into the Big Easy to take on the 5-10 New Orleans Saints.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Less said about this game, the better. I am taking the Saints. There's really nothing else to say here. The Raiders are the Raiders, the Saints are the Saints. Kind of like bleh. Meh. 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 There you go. Could you have a more meh game? I stand corrected. You can have a more meh game. The 3-12 Tennessee Titans go into Jacksonville to take on the 3-12 Jacksonville and Jaguars.
Taking the Titans.
Same. Jaguars are shit. Jaguars are complete basura. How do you lose to the Raiders? Awful. Awful. Awful.
Basura. Basura.
Absolute basura. Go Titans. Tighten up.
Tighten up, y'all.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 7-8 Miami Dolphins go into Cleveland to take on the 3-12 Cleveland Browns, probably with DTR still under center.
I'm gonna take the Browns.
Interesting. It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold.
It's gonna be in Cleveland.
You're right. It's gonna be cold.
Because I thought the same thing. But then the Miami Dolphins are like shit yesterday. They're gonna be playing in Cleveland. Cleveland plays defense.
Yeah. But I gotta say that the Dolphins' running game is better than what Cleveland has. And if Mike McDaniel has any sense, he would pound the rock. Against my better judgment, I am going to take the Dolphins. And they're gonna stay alive just a little bit longer. The 7-8 Dallas Cowboys go into the link to take on the 12-3 Philadelphia Eagles.
I will take the Eagles, regardless of who plays quarterback.
I gotta go with the Eagles as well. They're too talented to lose this game. They have way more going on for them than the Cowboys do. The Cowboys will put a scare in them, but at the end of the day, I think the Eagles will fly. Your Sunday night special, flexed in for the occasion. The 8-7 Atlanta Falcons go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 10-5 Washington Commanders.
I'm taking the Commies.
I'm taking the Commies as well. It wasn't a real test of what Michael Penix is. They played the fucking Giants. The Spellman Pilots could have gone out there and put a whooping on the Giants. So, I think a better football team, a better defense, a better offense is going to put pressure on Penix, and I think he's going to fold under that pressure. And in your Monday night delight, we've been through Wednesday, we've been through Thursday, we've been through Saturday, we've been through Sunday. Now we're finally into Monday. Are you ready? The 13-2 Detroit Lions go into Santa Clara to take on the 6-9 San Francisco 49ers in a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game, except this year the Niners are eliminated.
The Lions.
Lions roar. My only question is, how many more guys get injured on both sides? A combined number of injuries for both of these teams. But the Lions should be able to take this handily. It's Fantasy Championship Sunday. There are no buys. Deploy your optimal roster and adjust them accordingly. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.